Great. Thanks for having me. I'm here from New York, where the study was taking place, and currently, as explained, is under siege by lots of loss of power. This study was done a public-private partnership with Nassau County Department of Health, which is in Long Island, and North Shore LIJ Health System in New York, which involved the Krasnoff Quality Management Institute, the Office of Community Health and Public Policy, and the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Nassau County, 1.3 million residents. To the west is New York City, and to the east is Suffolk County. This is a glance of North Shore LIJ Health System, which is a health system that spans from New York City, Staten Island, Manhattan, Queens, hospitals also in Nassau and Suffolk County, to give you an idea of the public-private partnership that occurred. Some background information. Pregnant women who contract seasonal influenza are at higher risk for hospitalization, ICU admission, and mortality. Pregnant women are recommended by the CDC and the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices to be vaccinated against seasonal influenza virus at any time during the pregnancy. And this is a recommendation highly endorsed by the American College of OBGYN. However, there is a long-standing reluctance among pregnant women to take any type of vaccination. As well, there seems to be a reluctance among some healthcare providers to administer a vaccine during pregnancy. And we found this out when I was at the Nassau County Department of Health and H1N1 came into our region. And this project was part of our H1N1 influenza vaccination project. And there were three phases. So I just want to give some background to phase one and two, and phase three was a study I'll be reporting. Phase one is when we disseminated the vaccination to our residents. Phase two came out of the fact that after our first influenza death, H1N1 influenza death, was a young, healthy, female pregnant woman. It created anxiety and panic in the region. The County Department of Health received numerous calls about where the pregnant women could receive vaccine. Doctors asked where they could send their patients to receive the vaccine. So that made us, while we underwent that effort, we decided to let's see in phase two, pregnant women after when they delivered in the hospitals of North Shore LIJ, survey them to see their acceptance and their reasons behind why they accepted or did not accept the H1N1 influenza vaccine. So let me just briefly say the phase two, because the phase three study, which I'm going to discuss, came out of what we found out in phase two. Phase two was a survey of 1,429 postpartum women on the labor and delivery service. And it was between June 17, 2010 and August 2010. It was after H1N1 influenza, but these women were pregnant during the H1 influenza when vaccine was being distributed. So while they were delivering in the hospital, we did a survey. 94% of these women knew that H1N1 influenza virus could hospitalize or kill pregnant women. Yet only 34% of these women who were targeted to receive the vaccine took the H1N1 influenza vaccination during pregnancy. These results were published in a manuscript, which I have a copy here. And the reasons why they did not accept the H1N1 influenza vaccine were that they felt it was potentially unsafe. There was a lack of safety information. It was too new of a vaccine. There were safety concerns for the baby and the pregnancy. And then there were some other personal logistical reasons why they declined it. But they also said that their doctor did not recommend it, and it was not available at the doctor's office. And it was for these reasons we decided to then do phase three, to survey providers as to what are their barriers to, and what are their knowledge and their perceptions of influenza vaccine. So the conclusion of phase two was that when the provider recommended the vaccine, women were 20 times more likely to take it compared to when the provider did not recommend the vaccine. And however, the provider recommended the vaccine only less than half the time. So phase three, our study, was to survey providers, and our goal was to identify whether community office-based obstetric providers currently recommend and administer the seasonal influenza vaccine to pregnant women. So this survey was about seasonal influenza because it was past H1N1, and it's an influenza. We wanted to determine obstetric providers' knowledge and attitudes regarding seasonal influenza vaccination during pregnancy. So the methods. We surveyed office-based obstetricians affiliated with North Shore LIJ Health System, the community physicians and faculty, on staff at four hospitals from the previous survey. There was support and cooperation from the Department of OBGYN. There was a jointly signed letter sent out to the providers' offices from the Nassau County Department of Health and North Shore LIJ asking for provider cooperation. Follow-up phone calls were made to the obstetric office managers. Trained surveyors provided oversight to the provider offices and retrieved completed surveys. And there was additional follow-up calls or visits were made as needed to increase provider participation. Of the targeted 127 practices, 89 practices, or 70%, were reachable and agreed to participate. Of the 89 practices, 67, 75%, completed one or more survey, because there were sometimes more than one provider at each practice. Of 173 individual surveys distributed to the offices, 103, 60%, were returned completed. 99% of the providers recommended influenza vaccination to pregnant women. However, only 33 of 64, 51% of the practices administered the vaccine. 25% of the providers felt it was a responsibility of another provider or entity to administer vaccine. So when we looked at their knowledge and perception, we asked, and they largely agreed with these three comments, compared to the general population, pregnant women are at increased risk for developing severe influenza. 86% agreed. Influenza vaccine is effective in reducing maternal mortality. 83% of providers agreed. Influenza vaccine benefits outweigh the risks. 90% of the providers agree. So there is an agreement on the knowledge. What were the perceived barriers by providers? And these were some that were either agreed upon or offered. Reimbursement barriers, time required to counsel patient was considered a barrier. Physician safety concerns. Did the physician have safety concerns? Did the patient have safety concerns? The ability to obtain the vaccine for their office. Were there liability issues they were concerned about? And the explanation of how to administer and the risks of the vaccine itself. So the highest ones that they felt or expressed that there was barriers were reimbursement issues, time required to counsel their patient, the patient having safety concerns, and the ability to obtain the vaccine, whether outside in the community or for their office. The main sources of provider information, where did the doctors get their trusted information? The highest one was from their medical organization, the American Medical Association or the American College of OBGYN. With 79% is where they received their information. CDC followed by at 45%, and the local or state health department at 26% of the providers received their information there. So in conclusion, OBGYN providers recommend influenza vaccine, yet only half of local obstetric practices vaccinate pregnant women against seasonal influenza. Provider barriers need to be addressed, such as reimbursement, patient safety issues, counseling, liability. There need to be continued efforts are needed to educate the community and individual patients regarding the excellent vaccine safety record. And there is a need for public health organizations, medical organizations, and providers to increase collaboration, exchange of information, and partner to increase vaccination rates of pregnant women. And I want to thank, this was a collaborative effort with the Nassau County Department of Health, North Shore LIJ, Office of Community Health, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and the Krasnoff Quality Management Institute. Thank you.